defense attorney Bruce Collins has been cross-examining the government's fourth witness, suggesting that Paula Rieker lacks the knowledge necessary to make judgments about alleged misdeeds at Enron. He's been questioning whether she can back up her assertions that Kinlay misled investors and employees about Enron's health and tied Jeff Skilling to omitting damaging information in a press release. Rieker said she reviewed the transcript of an October 16, 2001 third quarter conference call, but failed to correct Lay's references to non-recurring charges that she earlier said made her uncomfortable. She testified that Lay was aware that losses were shifted from Enron Energy Services to its wholesale division to make it appear more healthy, but she admitted that no one at a board meeting where the shift was discussed spoke up. The defense contends the shift was a legitimate business move. Lay and Skilling deny fraud at Enron, other than a few executives who stole money, and blame negative publicity that dampened market confidence for the collapse of Enron. Rieker is testifying against her former bosses in a plea agreement. Wes Caldwell, Enron's former chief accounting officer for its trading unit, is slated to be the government's next witness. From the federal courthouse, Ed Mayberry, Houston Public Radio News.